We are Quick C 98.3, Brian and Trisha. It is Wednesday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
And with your spirit.
So somebody made a list about it's a short but sweet list of things that people do at the drive-thru.
Okay.
So number one, you're in the drive-thru and you're reciting your order from memory. But when it's a place that you go to a lot, you don't need the menu. You and I did this yesterday, okay? We went to a fast food restaurant.
A chain one that's literally worldwide.
Yes. And how many times have either of us been there? We can't even count, okay? So we get in there, we walk in, and we stand there, and we look at the menu as if we've never seen it before.
And the menu board has scrolling.
Yeah.
And it was changing, and there happened to be a sale. And I thought, the sale may change my order.
Did you know when we walked in what you were going to get?
I was going to get a certain thing that I always get. And the funny thing was I didn't even get a drink because I had a drink in the car.
I wondered why you didn't get a drink.
Well, literally, we were going to wolf this food down quick.
Yeah.
This wasn't for nutrition. This wasn't for comfort. This wasn't a pleasure. Like we were
hungry.
We
needed food.
This
yes.
was like, this was a pit stop.
Yes, it was. And so I even commented when we were, I was like back and forth between a couple things. And I was like, it's not like we've never been here. Why are we struggling to figure out what we're going to order? Okay, so there's that. So reciting
your
order.
So the funny thing was, I actually ordered what I was going to order when it came in. But I got it on sale.
Oh, that's even better.
I was going to get two of the same sandwich.
Uh-huh.
I got one of them for $1 because I bought one.
Nice.
Because that was the deal. But I was going to order that even if it wasn't the deal. So I lucked out.
That was good. Okay, so the next thing is checking the bag. So there's been that one time, you know, usually they get it right, but there's been that one time when they didn't. And so now you have to check it every single time and you want to make sure that, and some people will check their receipt while they're still in the line, which I mean, I don't disagree with that because sometimes you don't get you get charged incorrectly, get charged for something you didn't get, or if you drive off and you don't have the right food in there, then you have to go all the way back through. If their lobby isn't open, then what do you do?
Or if it's like one of those that's right by the interstate, what are you going to be like 10 miles down the road and be like, oh, I didn't get any fries.
Yeah. You know? And then you're frustrated. So yeah, I don't have a problem with that. And then the third thing that people do when they are in the drive-thru, if you're ordering french fries, as soon as you open the bag, you just start eating the fries. Because they're fresh and hot.
Usually. I swear I have no fingerprints on my index finger or thumb from years of reaching in and burning myself on searing hot fresh fries.
And you haven't learned yet.
No. And then, of course, they're so hot, you can barely touch them. What do? You put those right in your mouth.
Because and then you're like, oh.
If they're too hot to touch, they should go in your sensitive mouth hole. You know, I can't touch these. They're so hot. Quick, put them in your mouth.
Can't touch this.
Well, there's other stuff people do in the drive-thru, too, but that's kind of what was in this original post.
Yeah, so there's other stuff. Those are the three main things that people can relate to, I think. There's another one, like you're asking when they hand you the bag. They hand you your drink, and then they hand you your bag. And then you say, is the straw in the bag?
Right.
Usually they're putting the straw in the bag. But napkins. I used to ask for napkins.
Right.
Because they wouldn't put them in the bag in some places. And now I think in the more recent years, they've started putting them in the bag. And so then I've just come to expect that they're in the bag. And then when I get an order and there's no napkins, I'm like, oh, I should have asked for napkins.
But you know what's really funny is I have learned I'm not a big condiment user when it comes to takeout.
I'm not either.
I think I order it the way I like it, and then I don't want additional stuff. And I don't usually dip my to-go fries from restaurants in anything because I'm usually in a hurry.
Yeah.
I don't have time to, like, make a little buffet.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to
buffet.
Tray.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I'm driving, so.
Yeah.
I think with me, I have discovered there is one restaurant chain that now will specifically say, do you want sauce in your bag? And I don't because I actually like the way they prepare the product without the sauce.
Yeah.
So I don't know at the dozens of dollars I have saved that restaurant in the last 6 months because I've never taken a single sauce packet out of there.
And they're not going to give you a discount because you haven't taken
the sauce. I'm giving back. I'm helping the environment. Right. Because otherwise, seriously, they would have just been thrown away.
Well, yeah. You could save them. You could bring them home.
For what? Because we're not going to use them there either.
You wouldn't ever use them?
No.
You never needed like a little packet of salsa or
honestly like the way they taste. And I've never run out of salsa. I've always got extra condiments.
See, we've got condiments. We've got a little, like what used to be sandwich meat.
Uh-huh.
And you save that container.
Uh-huh.
And we've got extra condiments that we've gotten, like when you get takeout. And you bring it home. Well, I don't want to throw those things away. So they end up in that container.
I have one of those also. I think it probably is probably a 2-quart container. And it's got every kind of ranch sauce.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So you do keep those.
But I'm not the one keeping them. Because I don't bring sauces home. So these are usually from Addison, I'm going to be quite honest. But that girl is a ranch sauce connoisseur. She can tell you, like, well, this restaurant's ranch sauce is garbage.
Well, if we're talking about...
this one is so good.
We're talking about these packets, have you ever noticed that there are no expiration dates on them?
I know.
So how do you know if they get thrown in the bucket of condiments? How do you know if they're good or not? I've never understood.
Well, what's the thing you always say?
It hasn't killed me yet.